Welcome to Sports Life Talk.
Hey, yeah.
Cause this is Sports Life Talk.
Hey, hey.
You rock it with Sports Life Talk.
Sports Life Talk.
Hot topics, yeah. With Sports, yeah. Life Talk.
Come on.
So come and get you some Sports Life Talk.
Life.
They let us in the game, now we calling the shots.
Hey.
Things will never be the same, so
yeah.
Forget what you thought.
Yeah.
Cause life without sports ain't nothing but talk.
Hey.
Here we go now, finally a show that makes your heart pound. Profound, wonder what's running up through your thoughts now. About to drown our podcast, that be watered down. Tell them clowns it's a new era, and it's starting now. I've told them strangers, the five power rangers. Approaching Sports Life Talk from five different angles. Get ready for the change up. We done turned the flame up. The topics that we bring up, we about to blow this thing up. Yeah, let's get it cracking. KT the head coach of Miss Manhattan. Gemini Jones holds the throne, she be calling them out. Mr. United Surgeon B. Jones, the mouth of the South. Only cover athletes to the year of the week. We got what you need. We dropping what's hot in the streets. From copping new sneaks to locals popping, doing big things. When gossiping tea, let Kimberly pour you a dream. Sports Life Talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, let the show begin. Sports Life Talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, now let the show begin.
Let's go.
Sports Life Talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. What is good, Sports Life Talk Nation? It is Wednesday night, and we are live with our family, our extended family, all across the country to just decompress, let our hair down in a mid-work week, and just have a good time. We're going to talk some sports tonight. We're going to talk some sneakers tonight. We got an amazing show planned for all of our family members. Welcome back to another one of these joints. This is our first time. We're breaking history tonight. This is the first time that we are going to be streaming on four separate social media platforms. So welcome to all of our Facebook, YouTube, X, as well as all of our IG family. We're super excited to have you all in the building. Now, remember, you can be out there and watch us, but if you want to interact with the crew and kind of crack up, and actually we can see what you're thinking, come over, jump over to our YouTube page at Sports Life Talk so we can have a good time and wild out with you guys. As y'all can see, it is only three podcast rangers in the building tonight, and I will start the ferocious lineup with the ever so talented, the Zaza, the spicy, the beautiful, the effervescence of Miss Manhattan, KD. What's up, KD? How you feeling today?
I'm good. I decided to have a drink tonight since I'm hanging with the fellas. And instead of doing the little cute glass, I just got my red soda.
Yeah, I was about to say, because y'all heard that thing crack open. Hey, that thing popped open like it was something major going on over there.
Because it is. It's this, y'all know, Fever Tree.
I don't know Fever Tree. It sounded like a Natty Light over there, though. I'm just trying to say.
So, Fever Tree has the best tonic. I usually like, there's a different one that they have. It's like premium Indian, but maybe they don't call it Indian anymore. But it's saying with natural flavors, including quinine from Central Africa. So it's like the best tonic that you'll ever have.
Well, Fever Tree, send us that check. Y'all know what y'all need to do. Y'all know we putting y'all on blast. So y'all need to show us some love. Kevin, you got a drink, KT? I just got my hydro flask full of some of this Do It fluid over here, man. You know what I'm talking about?
As far as drinks go, give me about a little bit over a month.
And it's going to be on and popping.
When I'm not like working. Oh, yeah. Wednesday's going to be real lit.
Wednesday's going to be lit. Well, y'all already know who it is. That's my guy right there next to me, my brother from another mother. Renthal James. Over here. No, I'm just messing with you. That is the head coach, KT. How you feeling today, bro?
He is I am him. Slim with a tilted brim. Who is that, B? Who is that? You know who it is.
Doggy. Dog. Go dog.
Hey, you know what, B. Jones? I always love coming and do this show on Wednesdays. And even though we don't have Gemini, when Gemini's on here, man, I just feel like she holds me back, man. She won't let me loose, B. Jones. I'm on a leash tonight, man. Let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah, man. You know, it's for those of you who are watching this who rock with the You Got Next platform, KT and I, everything there is intentional, right? So we come on, we got to talk about the game. It's about them for 35, 45 minutes. But on Wednesday night, it's just us cutting up. So I'm super glad y'all are able to see us let our hair down with our little sis down up below us and just have a good time. So we're gonna give it to y'all. We're gonna have a good one tonight. Y'all already know who it is. Allow me to reintroduce myself. I am the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all thing Louisiana, Mr. Yeet is in the building. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Let's get this thing cracking. We want to thank everybody out for one more time, one more game for being with us in this episode 221. That's right. If you're new to the program, we've done this a whole bunch of times. 221 Wednesdays. We have been on the microphone for y'all, and tonight we are going to honor Pop Jr. That's right, PJ Tucker, the legendary NBA player, got over 17 years in the league. He is one of my favorites because he is also a sneakerhead. But you know what? Don't take my word for it. We got a video for y'all. Show the video on PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker is a professional basketball player known not only for his skills on the court, but also for his impressive shoe collection and fashion sense. As a versatile forward, Tucker is a defensive stalwart who brings energy and toughness to every game he plays. But off the court, he shines in another arena, sneaker culture. Tucker's passion for shoes is legendary, making him one of the most stylish players in the NBA, with a collection that includes rare, limited edition kicks and one-of-a-kind finds. He's earned his reputation as the sneaker king among his peers. Whether he's rocking vintage Jordans or showcasing the latest releases, Tucker's sneaker game is always on point. His love for shoes extends beyond just wearing them. He's also known to collaborate with brands and designers, creating buzz in the world of fashion and basketball. So whether he's making moves on the court or strutting his stuff off of it, PJ Tucker is a player who's guaranteed to keep you entertained both on and off the hardwood.
Let me see if I can get that PJ Tucker face. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all something. Every time we do a new guest or a new, we honor someone. I call them cover athletes, but we went a long time. Athletes was just in year one. Now we do literally cover everybody, but I still call them cover athletes. But every time we do one of these covers or these honorees, it's like I learned something new. And is it not for y'all? Do y'all not enjoy like cracking open and really digging deep into some of these stars and some of these politics? Just everybody we've done, do y'all find joy in that, KT and Miss Manhattan? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, man. We find a lot of joy in doing that. Come on, man.
All right, well, good. Because part of my joy is I get to come up with a question to try to stomp the SLT family. So for a Sports Life Talk t-shirt, now I want to tell y'all, my original question was going to be about Pop Jr., but somebody had to name the episode Pop Jr., so I couldn't trick y'all with that one. Nobody know what PJ really stand for, except this dude raining on my party, but I do have a question for y'all. Without going and counting on this player card, I want y'all to tell me how many NBA teams has PJ Tucker played for in his 17-year career? It actually is a trick question. So make sure you count them up real good if you're going to read. But the first person that do that will earn themselves a Sports Life Talk t-shirt and be able to dress and look like the crew. All right, well, let's get this thing kicked off. Welcome to the Playmakers. Now, KT, are we still going to do our You Got Next shows of the week? Are we going to talk about those anymore? Or,
you know, we talk about You Got Next so much throughout our shows, man. We remember last week we're bringing something new. You got the local athlete.
Yeah.
I got the local coaches. So our local coaches this week.
Okay.
Coach, stop saying okay so I can get through it. Okay. Our local coaches this week are Nicole Collins from Cedar Hill. She's one of the dopest coaches in the DFW Metroplex. And I put her up against anybody, B. Jones, anybody in the area. She stays on the grind. And speaking of grind, our other coach this week is Coach Stephanie Cooper from South Oak Cliff, who is always busy. She's putting in work to grow the game. So those are our two coaches for this week. Come back next week, and I have two more.
All right. I like both of those coaches. One shout out to Coach Collins, too. She just got back from Team USA. She actually went out there to Colorado, or wasn't in Oregon. She either went to the one in Portland, Oregon, or she went to the one in
Portland. And then I got a chance to hang out with her and Coach Cooper this weekend in Cedar Hill. So,
oh, that's right. I should have went to that event. I'm sorry, y'all. I should have went to that event.
Hey, I had dope conversations with her, Ray G, Lefty. You missed out, B.
I missed out. But that fatigue be on me. Y'all be wearing me out on Saturdays. I could make that hour and a half trip again. All right, y'all, for my athlete of the week, this is going to be an interesting one. It is a young lady named India Rogers. For those of you who don't know her, she is a former Texas A&M ball player. She was actually in the draft this past week. And I did a little research. She was a bona fide dog at Texas A&M. And she's actually right here from the DFW area. As a matter of fact, I had to call her out, because she is one of the only players that was in the WNBA draft from the DFW area. And I was baffled by that. I can't believe that we produce so much talent. I can't believe that we only had one young lady who was in the WNBA draft. But since we're not going to talk about what You Got Next did drop, okay, KT, I do want to make sure that we pay an homage to all of the family members that came before. So what are your throwback episode that you want everybody out there to go check out as they ride in their cars or chilling on doing some YouTube searching this week? What's one of them YouTube, one of those YGN episodes you recommend that everybody go back in the archives and check out?
First of all, let me give a shout out to the first coach that we had on the show was Courtney P.A.
Yeah.
She was the first one to come on the rock with us. But our second coach that took a chance on her, and a lot of people don't even know who she is, how dope she is. She's one of the assistant coaches from Iowa. Yes, Iowa. Caitlin Clark. She's on that coaching staff. Her name is Raina Harmon. Y'all, she is so dope. She's one of the best coaches. And I can't wait till she gets her own head coaching job. So please.
Man, it's coming.
Go check her episode out. That was like maybe 3 years ago.
We was young.
4 years ago. It was 4 years ago, wasn't it, B?
It was a long time ago. And y'all, please, we got better since then. So definitely.
Even that episode, that was still a dope episode. We wasn't as polished as we are now. But go and check that one out. Go into the archive.
Well, mine is going to be a very unique story that I think a lot of people need to hear because this young lady named Dominique Davis actually is from DeRidder, Louisiana. We invited her on the show. She actually had just recently left LSU at that time. It was right when Kim Mulkey got hired. She wasn't a good fit for the team. She had to go into the transfer portal, and she found a home at Southern Mississippi, which she became an absolute goon. And she was actually involved in this. She had entered her name into the WNBA draft this weekend. So it's always good to pay homage to our alumni and people that rock with us and seeing them go on in life. And regardless if she got drafted or not, or if she makes a WNBA team, we know she's going to be able to go try out for some. That young lady's super dope, and she's going to be playing overseas and doing some amazing things. So y'all write that name down, Dominique Davis, and go back and watch her episode when she came on with KT and I. It was just a dope episode. She was super authentic. Told us the stories was crazy, and I know for a fact y'all are going to enjoy it. Now, we don't have Gemini in the building, but Miss Manhattan.
Hold on, B, before we move on, sorry, Miss Manhattan. There's another one I want to talk about.
What's
Coach
that?
Jenkins from Texas State.
Yeah.
I think this week or last week, she was celebrating being 9 years cancer-free.
Yep.
So I thought about that episode.
Yeah, she came on the show and we talked all about her journey. And I mean, like her story, she had cancer like when she was in high school. So y'all got to go check that episode out. And now she's holding it down at Texas State, where they've been doing an amazing job at Texas State.
Man, they pulled some dogs at Texas State.
I don't know what you're going to do with your hand, but Bobcats, you know what I'm saying?
I practice B. Jones. I think I'm throwing gang signs, man. I can't do all that. Let's go.
All right, Ms. Manhattan, do you have a business we showing some love to?
Yeah, so I was actually going to ask y'all a question for local business, but I'm going to skip the question and just share a local business. So it is this spot. It's Asian fusion. So it's like Thai, Vietnamese, and it has some Chinese food items on their menu. But it's called Malai Kitchen. and it's in West Village in Dallas. And there's another one kind of close to like, or in the area of University Park, Highland Park area. They have some really good food, but they have a dessert dish called mango sticky rice. And it's like served in a coconut that's like on top of shredded coconut. Then on the inside, you have like white rice with coconut milk. It has a spicy Rice Krispie, and then it has chopped mango. And y'all, it is so good. It's like so good. It's sweet and spicy, and it's not like super sweet. Like it's like natural sweet. So if you're ever in the area and you feel like eating Asian food and some really good dessert, check out Malai Kitchen in West Village.
Damn, you killed that. Hey, that got me. I'm on some Malai Kitchen. KT, what you doing? Gemini, I gotta call Gemini out as soon as we get off here. I'm texting her. That's how it's got to be done. I want some of this mango joints. And this is all the delivery.
You know what? I ate the fish, but it wasn't as crispy as I like. And the fries were good, but the fish, it was. Come on, Gemini, you got.
And I only paid $180 for the whole meal. That's Gemini.
Like we got money. Like we got money. Everybody going to pay.
Hey, real quick, before we do our Woman Crush Wednesday, shout out. We got some new people rocking with us in the YouTube, and so I can't see all of y'all names, but Circle Chair Sessions. Welcome to the show.
You know who that is, right, B?
No, I don't, but they got me laughing.
It's Elena.
Oh, okay. What's up, Elena? Welcome back. It's been a minute. I'm glad to see you, cuz. Somebody send Elena the link so she can jump on this thing with us and we wild out tonight on this Wednesday night. But for all of y'all who are watching this, welcome to the show. We're having a good time. For my Woman Crush Wednesday, I don't know if y'all aware of this, but Coachella is going down. It went down last weekend. It actually is a multiple-week affair. I didn't know Coachella was doing it like this. But Coachella had some really, really big names perform over the weekend. One of those big names, it had me up at 12:45 a.m. on Sunday night. That's right. My daughter, I don't know why she did it. She was like, we got to stay up and watch Doja Cat. We got to watch Doja Cat. So there I am staying up watching Doja Cat with her. And I'm going to tell y'all flat out, Doja killed it. I don't know a lot about her personally, regardless if you're a Doja fan, regardless of what she's done from a, what do you call it, controversial perspective. Maybe it was on her lives or whatever she said. I know some people are calling her music devil music. Regardless of what you want to say about her music or her, she went up there and absolutely slayed Coachella. I'm telling y'all, she did like 15 or 16 joints all in one session. Her show probably lasted about an hour and 20 minutes. We're talking about at 12:45 at night. Her show didn't end till like 2 o'clock in the morning. So Doja Cat, she is getting my Wednesday, Woman Crush Wednesday from me. Kevin, I hope you co-sign on that one. But I thought she deserved it, because that's, if you're going to do a concert, that's how you got to do it. It's got to be done like that. So, all right, y'all. Man, let's get this thing going.
That was dope what you did. I'd have dozed off on her, though. Ain't no way I'm staying up that late to watch nobody. Yeah,
you never stayed up past 11, KT. That's my only question.
Yeah, I stayed up past 11. It's just I can't. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
All right, y'all. Let's kick this thing off. Let's go. Welcome to the kickoff question. Hold on one second. Hold on, let me. I had to whip my whistle a little bit. I was getting a little of that, you know what I'm saying?
Whip my whistle.
That's how that Fever Tree doing? You were gripping that thing tight earlier.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, so I mixed it. So it's that, I'll have to grab the bottle in a few, but I think it's Grey Goose, but it's like the herbal ones, the peach, it's like white peach and rosemary.
Who is drinking herbal beverages? That's like, ew.
It's so good. Like, if you were to try it, it's so good. I'm telling you.
I'm about to trust you on that one, little sis. All right, y'all. So for those of you, if you're just joining us, you know we've been talking about PJ Tucker. We are honoring his legacy and all that he's done and accomplished on the court and off the court. One of my favorite parts about PJ Tucker is his off-the-court swag. He is literally the king of drip when it comes to sneakers. If you jump into the sneaker game, the first person you kind of see on all the social media platforms is a PJ Tucker. So tonight, and paying homage to him. We are going to show our sneaker game and how we have how we've been able to be a part and immerse ourselves in the sneaker culture. So before the show, all three of us have decided to go to Nike app and we created our own customized shoes that we are going to describe to you and put on the screen for you. Did y'all come up with names for y'all sneakers? Did y'all come up with names for them? Make up
one. That wasn't part of the assignment, B. Jones. Good. You can just throw that live on the air.
Make up a name. All right, y'all. Who want to go first? Who want to show their sneakers first? Ladies first. We'll go with Miss Manhattan. Miss Manhattan, tell us about the sneaker you created.
All right. So these are a pair of Dunks, and I chose green. So green is one of my favorite colors. And I love sneakers with gummy bottoms, so I just had to throw the gummy bottom on here with a little hint of black on the tongue. And then this picture doesn't show it, but the little Nike thing that goes at the bottom of the shoelaces, that's gold. So, you know, I had to throw my razzle dazzle gold in it. And I'm going to call it Seeing Green.
Oh, okay. Seeing Green. I like that. I like that a lot. KT, you got to help me. All right, there we go. There we go. How much you retailing that sneaker for?
You know what, since Pam's the expensive one, I'm gonna be the affordable one. And we'll price these like $74.99.
All right, well, KT wasn't prepared for this, but on All I You Got Next shows, KT gives everybody a score from 1 to 5. KT, what are you giving her sneakers, Kevin?
You know, I was hoping that she brought a little SLT to it, but it makes sense. Her favorite color is green.
Yep.
And then what was the name of the shoes again?
Seeing Green.
Seeing Green. Bitch, I'm going to give her 5 for that, man. I'm going to give her 5. I like those. I like that. I love the title. I love everything about it.
All right, KT. You ready to show them your sneaker, KT?
Go ahead and show them.
Let's go.
Now, if you're wanting a name for these shoes, I'm not prepared for that. So y'all can just name them whatever you want to. Just know I tried to put every color of our logo in there. And my original thought was I wanted to put every color of the podcast Rangers in there. But there's no pink. They didn't have pink. So this is what you got. These are just the KTs, I guess. I don't know.
And make your comment, Miss Man.
Oh, I was going to give him a name, and then B can give him a name, and then you can let us know who won best name.
I'm going to give his shoes name. I'm going to call him Voltron, because anybody who remember Voltron, they had kind of these same color palette in them. But Kevin, I'm going to tell you one thing I loved about Miss Manhattan sneaker is that she had that gum bottom. I don't know why. Ever since I was a little kid, I used to wear Cortez, Air Force Ones, everything that had a gum bottom on it. I used to love gum bottoms. But I also like your yellow bottoms, man. The yellow sneaker part, I don't know what made you bring the yellow hues back down after the check and all that stuff, but that is absolutely fire. So so now you gave Miss Manhattan a 5. So are you there, Miss Manhattan?
Yes, I am. My light went out, so I'm trying to my
light. Pay your bills.
It's live. That's what happens. See, this unscripted. All right, well, you tell us, what are you going to give KTs on a scale from 1 to 5?
Okay, because these have the SLT touch to them, and I'm going to call these SLTs. SLT me. That's what I'm going to call them.
Okay.
So you said 1 out of 5? 5
being? 1 to 5.
Okay, 5. Yeah. It's a 5 for me.
Well, y'all better definitely give me 5.
I love the Voltron, though. The Voltron was perfect.
Yeah, I like that Voltron on them. When I saw them, when they popped up on the screen, I said, oh, them joints look kind of like a Voltron.
I'm actually going to get mine, though. I'm going to get mine like payday.
Well, since I had to come up with my own name, y'all already know what my sneaker is about. I had to throw the SLT colors in there, except I wanted to do a little bit different. We have a lot of bright tones in our logo. I wanted to dull the thing down a little bit, kind of darken it up while still maintaining the red, the yellow, and the black. But the uniqueness about my sneakers, if you look right there in the toes and the quarter panels on the side, as you can see, I kept the tiger print as well swell on the inside of the sneaker. It's got a little bit of shade of the tiger print so I can show a love to where I'm from. And y'all already know these sneakers are called the Louisiana Animals because it's got the wild flair to them. But I also went with a smooth dunk. I feel like you could wear the dunks with a lot of different palettes. But I don't know. I love the sneakers so much that I was like, I got to order these joints. So yeah. They almost called them the McDonald's though.
Well, I like these. I like the tiger print background.
It's tiger print from put your L's up. That's what I should have called them. Put your L's up. But so I'm gonna assume that Kevin, you was gonna give me a five, right?
Yeah, you getting five.
And KD, you was gonna give me a five, right?
Yeah, of course.
Good, I get 10.
Okay. Oh, really?
Okay, so my light went out whenever KT was telling us about his. Okay. Yours is the Air Max 1, right?
Yeah, KT's is Air Max 1, yes. Yeah, I like Air Max 1s too. I wear them all the time. I even wear them when we on the road with my SLT gear.
Oh, you'll see these on the road next month because I promise you I'm ordering them.
You order yours, KT? So as soon as you get off this joint, you ordering them. How much of those shoes retail you paying for them, KT?
Is it 170? I don't know it.
See, that's the thing. I didn't even look at their price. I'm just trying to
but it don't matter. I created a shoe.
Okay, Virgil. Okay, Virgil. All right. Let's see what. Listen, if you are watching this, let us know what you think about the. Somebody said him off Voltron. Let us know.
KD Damon said I won.
Oh, did he? Did he say Voltron's won?
He said Voltron. No, he said Voltron.
Wow.
I think he's going for me anyway. I think KD was going for me.
KD gave everybody fives though. That's the positive. We all got fives. All right, yeah. So since we on sneakers, and I was gonna ask this later on in the pick six, but we could do it right now since we got about 4 minutes before the Manhattan Project start. What is a pair of sneakers that if right now if I shelled out whatever the cost of the sneaker is, I said, hey, the money is yours. Order your sneaker, go pick up your sneakers. What is that bucket list sneaker that you must have right now? We'll go with you, Ms. Manhattan. What's your go-to sneaker? The sneakers, your dreams.
Okay, so I feel like this answer is going to be so basic. So don't judge me. But the Jordan Retro Ones, the Mochas. So the Mochas, every time I tried to get them, they've always been like in the $600-$700 range. But I want those for the winter time, like end of fall into winter, and wear them all winter with the high socks. Those are it for me.
Well, you know what? I was giving you credit too soon because I thought you was gonna say the Chicago ones, the bread ones, but those Mochas are super fire. I think we all missed out on Mochas because that came out like right when COVID was dropping and everybody was doing the box and stuff. None of us, I don't think any of us was able to get a hand on those Mochas. And yeah, you're right. Those are some fire sneakers. All right, head coach, what's your dream sneaker, man? What's that one pair of sneakers that if money wasn't an option, you snagging that joint right now?
Well, I already got my dream sneakers, but I have to go with something else. I'm going to go with.
Wait, what's your dream sneaker?
Yeah, what dream sneaker you got?
Well, my favorite pair of J's. Do I need to say that for later?
Yeah, you can save it for later. You can save it for later.
Okay, so I'm going to go, I guess those ones in Chicago.
Chicago, you know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Black, white with the black, black, red and white with the black check. No, man, I'm still some $1,800 sneakers, KT. Chicago ones are expensive, super expensive.
Oh, like, where my money at, B? You say you're going to shell out some money. I need my money. I need my paper to get the shoes, man.
This is all theoretical. All right, for mine, I feel like I'm kind of going basic with you, Ms. Manhattan, but it was just one of them things when I first got into the sneaker game. I remember seeing like a little kid. He had to be like 12 years old rocking these sneakers, and I went and looked them up, and I couldn't believe the cost on them. They were running about $2,600 at the time, but it's just them Travis Scott's. With the reverse check on them. Them Travis Scott ones are just absolutely nuts. I think that. Do what?
Which colorway? Because isn't there
these
more
than kind of like they black with like a greenish on them, like they Cactus Jacks, you know? They kind of got this like an olive color on there, and they are super, super, super fly. You can put them with anything, but my problem is if I actually got my hands on a pair of these Cactus Jacks, I probably would never wear them. Never would wear them. I love a sneaker that much, I probably would not. So if you all gonna bless us, bless me with two of them. One to rock and one in stock, because that way I can know I got a pair of Cactus Jacks just sitting up in there. All right, y'all, let's do it.
And then P. Jones, he did say the Voltrons won, man. I'm not making that up now.
Okay, okay. All right, well, he don't know sneakers. He's not, literally.
I'm feeling pretty bullish right now, B. Jones, as you would say. I'm feeling pretty bullish, man. Let's go. What's our next segment?
All right, let's go to the Manhattan Project, y'all.
All right, so I got a few things for y'all tonight. So y'all buckle y'all seatbelt. I'm about to take y'all on a trip. Okay, so first, we're gonna start with basketball. So Jontay Porter has received a lifetime ban for gambling. He bet on the Raptors to lose. So lifetime ban, is this like a OD? Like, is it OD to ban him for life just for doing this? Or, like, what is y'all's take? Like, give me your take, and then I'm going to tell y'all how I feel about it.
Kevin, I'm going to let you go first. Oh, I'll go first. You don't want this rant, though. People are going to get mad at me because Jontay Porter, that's your ass. I don't know what make you – let me tell y'all something. We old enough to where we've seen the game transform. We've seen the needs. Well, first and foremost, you know, certain things you can't do. You can't beat up on women. We've seen players get suspended for their entire careers lose for beating up on women. You can't do that. You can't do that
in the NBA. Not the NBA.
But I mean, yeah, you're right. The NBA done got away with it a little bit. But you get what I'm saying. You can't do that. Now, over the past couple of years, we knew for a fact that you can't be drinking and driving. You can't be driving fast. I don't know what happened to the sports community. Everybody wanted to start driving these cars fast. But as we saw, there's major repercussions for that. Now, Rashee Rice might have to do some time, or he might have lost his career potentially from out here driving kind of crazy and with alcohol in him. Henry Ruggs took another person's life when he did it. So we know that that's not good. So we know you can't beat women. You can't drive crazy. You can't be doing all that drinking. And then, of course, from when we was younger, we knew you couldn't use steroids. Anytime you use steroids, that was off the books. But over the last couple of years, we've also seen this gambling thing get out of hand. And now all of a sudden we see kids or players, professional players. I think Calvin really had to sit out an entire season for gambling. We've seen other players suspended for a long time for gambling. And I don't know why you thought it was going to be okay to gamble, but I'm going to tell you why I'm holding Jontay Porter to a permanent suspension. And I did a little bit of digging. I hadn't done a whole bunch of digging. So if you're watching this and you say I need to inform myself, please send me the information, send me the articles, send me what you got so I can hear your side or hear what else is out there. But based off of just a quick gloss of the information that was provided to me, Jontay was putting money on himself. He was putting money on Toronto to lose. It was a certain thing. Like he was saying, like, hey, I'm gonna hit less than 2 3-pointers per game. And he would make sure that didn't shoot any 3-pointers. He would make sure that he didn't hit those things so everybody could get paid. It was such to a point to where gambling patterns had shifted, because not only was he telling his inner circle, but he was talking to prominent people in the thing. I think one person had a bet in place, or a totality of $1.1 million was about to be made off Jontay Porter from not doing what he was supposed to be doing. Now, and shout out to Otto Porter. I'm a huge Porter fan. I've always respected what they've done. But this was just flat out stupid. And he robbed the game. He was literally stealing from the very game and really messing up. Sometimes you could do something so irreparable or something that was so callous and so manipulative that you could damage the sport for good, especially when we're talking about the NBA, when we got the referee scandals and all that stuff that was going on. You can't have gambling at all in sports. And what he did was way over the top. He should never be able to wear a professional jersey. Matter of fact, I would be okay with him not even being able to play overseas.
That's crazy.
Nah, I wouldn't do all that. But here's my thing.
I agree on it.
Okay, so the NBA allows everybody else to gamble, which that's a totally another story. That's another story, right?
Yeah, you don't want to get in that dispute because everybody ain't getting paid $1 million to go out there and do it.
Just let me get to my point, though. Okay. That dude only made like $2.7 million.
Only.
And I think he gambled. It was like $76,000. He paid, and he only won $21,000. So this just shows you, B, let me finish. That just shows you how smart he isn't. Now, I agree, B. Jones. You have to be banned because you start betting on your team and then you start missing games that y'all are losing, then yes, you're affecting the game. But my thing with the NBA, I need you to hold these dudes that are beating their women more accountable too. Not just 40 games. Let them miss some years. So you mean to tell me gambling is worse than somebody putting their hands on a woman?
Yeah. And that's my
only problem. But B. Jones, your whole rant, I agree with everything you said.
So this is what I'm going to say, because one, I don't condone domestic violence whatsoever, but domestic violence ain't black or white. If you know what I'm saying, it's more than one party. It's more than one story that's caught up into that.
We see it on video and they're clearly the aggressor.
Huh? Yeah, gambling is black and white, though. Gambling is either you did it or you didn't. You know what I'm saying? It's not we taking somebody else's word for it. This is flat out for a fact. We know that you gambled. And I don't see the wiggle room in that. There's no gray area whatsoever.
If I see you on video putting your hands on a woman like Ray Rice, then I don't want you in my league. You can't represent the brand.
Yeah, he never played again.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't represent the brand gambling either. Can't represent the brand drinking and driving. You can't represent the brand using steroids. You can't represent the brand if you're going to be doing any of those nefarious things.
Just be smart. Let your friends put it in their name. Goodness.
If I'm making $2.7 million a year, I ain't even putting it in your name. I ain't putting it in nobody's name. I don't need to gamble.
If you are going to gamble, can we at least use the brain cells, which obviously he doesn't have?
Man, y'all better play some dominoes or something.
I think banning him for life was a little much, maybe like a year or two. But I mean, like KT said, everybody does it. And then we have people committing worse crimes, doing worse things to people and don't get nothing done to them. So that's my two cents. So on to the next topic. So, you know, I'm missing football. And there was a post earlier today talking about, hold on, y'all. It was voluntary
workouts, voluntary OTAs.
Yes. So are we really tripping about players that are not showing up to voluntary workouts?
I am.
No, it's voluntary. I am. I'm an established veteran and I'm still on the same team, and so if the scheme changed, then yeah, I probably need to be there. But if it's going to be the same coach, same verbiage, especially if I'm trying to get my money beat like CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
No, you won't see me there.
Well, okay. So you're saying if you're under negotiations to get your check, you're not going?
No, I'm not going.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not telling anybody who's trying to get their money to go. But the reality is if you got a contract and they guaranteeing your contract and they're going to pay you, it's the reason why only one team can win. That one team is probably the team that's working the hardest. Let's just be real. If you ain't putting in work, somebody else putting in that work and they getting better than you. And some of these organizations have just been putrid for year after year after year after year. And it's because you got a poor culture. It's because you got a locker room that's divided. It's because people don't understand really what the mission is and how to get to it. And part of that is because you're not together. You're not playing. You're not around the sport that you love. You're too busy on the beach and you're in the recording studio or you're on the runway as some kind of fashion fad talking about all this Louis V that you're buying. The reality is that if you want to be a great football player, you want to be a great team, do the team activities, be a part of the team. And I especially, if CeeDee Lamb and Michael Parsons get their checks, I especially expect you to be there with me because now I'm paying you to be a leader. I'm paying you to set the tone, to be the guy that everybody looks to, to show what good looks like and to work hard. So absolutely, it's a reason why it's voluntary, because we want to see who want to win and who don't. You volunteer.
Don't put voluntary on mine. But hey, you can come if you want to. Okay, don't give me the option. I ain't coming if I don't want to.
If I'm paying you $5 million a year, or if you asking me to pay you all this money, should I even have to ask you to come? I mean, I give you the voluntary just because we understand life happens. Like you said, it's voluntary because it ain't mandatory. We absolutely don't have to have you. But if you want to be considered the best, if you want to be the best, you need to be there.
But tell me this. Tell me why that you would expect somebody, the way that you put it, you said, if I'm under negotiation, then no, I'm not going. But if I'm already getting paid, then yes, you should be there. Shouldn't it be the opposite?
No, no, because the people who are negotiating, if they get dinged up, if they get injured, tearing their Achilles, they get hurt, they're not gonna pay them the money. They're not gonna get their money. So you gotta protect the bag. You gotta keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing, they playing this sport to make money first and foremost, not to entertain us. That's another thing that people didn't totally forgot. Us as fans, we forget that all of this stuff is about entertainment. NBA, WNBA, Major League Soccer, all of this stuff is about entertaining fans across the globe and to give us a product that we can sit down and enjoy watching, and we would even be willing to invest our money to go out there and watch. So it's about money.
Especially by Micah Parsons, B. Jones, because now they're trying to say, oh, we don't like the way he's behaving. Really?
Real issues.
Yeah, but Cowboys do that when they're trying to pay somebody. Goodness.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a Cowboy then, but no, yeah, but Jim and I mean, Ms. Manhattan, you can't go out there and risk getting the injury, and then you don't get your bag, and then now you're sitting there broke for you.
Voluntary workout. I don't want to get hurt either. I want to go out there when it's we live.
Yeah, I mean, but if you go out there, you get hurt. And another thing, the reason I think they call it voluntary, because if you do get hurt on grounds, then that don't count against your contract. If you get hurt off grounds, you know what I'm saying, doing your own individual workouts, they look at it a little bit differently. So. I don't know. That's a cut and dry one for me. Show up. Show up. You know.
I got training camp. I see your training camp.
All right. When was the last time the Cowboys won a ring?
How many do the Saints have?
Don't matter. I ain't asked that. I said when the last time.
And I'm asking you how many y'all got. Don't talk to me about rings. One. You can't. If we you ain't on that level. If you ain't got five, don't talk to me. You ain't got five on it. I want to hear that.
Winning five. So it don't matter that they were 40 years ago.
It wasn't 40 years ago, but nice try. But yeah, it was alive for three, so it wasn't 40 years ago.
1995, 2005, 2015.
How long have y'all been in existence and y'all finally got one?
And everybody who's watching this, that's why you got them clearly saying, I'm only showing up when it's mandatory, and now you're bragging about 35 years.
I can't do nothing about Jerry Jones and the Joneses and how they do business, and I'm just a Cowboys fan.
You just defended players.
Yeah, I can't have you talking about my team because I don't like you.
Hey,
now look the Saints.
Celebrate your five championships when you
celebrate that one you got. Yay!
When you were 14 years old.
Uno. Let's go.
Hey, it's all that matters. One in the modern era. Come on, let's go, Ms. Mahad.
Yeah, I better not see you at the parade when we do get this sixth ring.
It depends. If it's a you got next athlete out there, I'm going to be right there celebrating. If it's somebody that rock with you,
tell them this, Manhattan. Tell them.
Trust me, I ain't got to worry about that. I'm not putting that on my calendar no time soon.
Hey, you never know.
B. Jones, no, you don't put it on your calendar. The way we looking good. Yeah. Next.
All right. And then last but not least, we got to get into our movie thing. So I watched Man on Fire recently, and I don't ever remember seeing this movie from start to finish. And I was able to actually start and finish it. Usually I can't finish a movie at home. But my question to y'all. So Denzel did a phenomenal job in this movie. I really liked it. And I wanted to ask y'all, what is y'all's favorite Denzel movie?
Creasy. Man, you know what? I just watched Man on Fire not too long ago, and I kind of got emotional. I don't know why I didn't remember that he got killed at the end of that. I don't know why.
He was dying and he switched with Cody Cannon.
I just didn't understand why that was his tactic. Like, why was that his last resort to sacrifice himself for her? But Man on Fire was off the chain. No, you know what? I'm a football fan. Everybody know what I got to say. Hey, they going to remember the Titans. You know what I'm talking about? I love that movie. What was it? Coach John Brown, I can't remember what his name was in that joint, man, but he was off the chain. And as a matter of fact, when I went to the D.C. area, I actually saw that high school that they represented. I actually saw the physical high school that was in that movie. So shout out to Denzel for that one. I love that movie. Remember the Titans.
KT?
Yeah, I had to wait for somebody to say my name, man. I was waiting, you know, putting in the game. Look here. Jim and I would have been like, KT, I need y'all to do y'all job.
But she gave hers. I gave mine. So what else you thought was going to happen?
Put me in the game, coach. That's all I need. Hey, I'm going to go.
KT?
Thank you. I'm going to go Training Day. I wanted to go – with another movie that was older and people don't remember. It's one of his first movies. So if you do remember this movie, put like a fire thing in the chat. It's called Ricochet. And he was a police officer, and I can go into the details, but we probably got young ears listening. So Training Day is going to be the movie I'm going with.
And so many people say Training Day, and y'all, I cannot finish that movie. I don't know what it is about that movie. I've tried like 13 times to watch that movie and I can't finish it. Like, I can't get past the part where he's in the car with the dude and I think he's trying to get him to smoke.
Yep.
Yeah. And I can't.
Literally at the middle of the movie. Like, you ain't even got past the first 30, 40 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. I watched it 13 times for Eva Mendez alone.
Facts.
Mendez is in that movie?
Yes. Hey,
that's girl.
Shane. That movie off the chain.
Had to try it again, but
I can't. Yeah, it's off the chain. Just know though that them Russians is real.
They don't play. Yeah,
them Russians is real. So what's your movie? Or were you saying that?
So for me, I like Man on Fire. I think that's
sick. Okay. So Man on Fire was it?
My fave, and then American Gangster. Like,
yeah,
over and over and over again.
That's what I thought somebody was going to mention, that American Gangster, but that's my second favorite Denzel movie, man. He cold in that joint.
Yeah,
he like cold in that one. When he leave the dollar bill in the salt thing and go out there and just blow that man brains out. Oh, what a day. What a day.
For the Manhattan Project.
All right, KT, let's go to the drop.
So I don't have any new music, but like B was talking about earlier, Coachella is taking place. And of course, one of my favorite top five artists, Tyler, the Creator, was a headliner. And this weekend he did his first week performance. So one, I liked how everything was like his golf theme, like all the merch area, the little fences that they put up so where you can wait in line. All that was super dope. His merch was dope. His performance, even better. My daughter stayed up on a Saturday night and watched it. I think it ended like almost at 3 a.m. He brought out Childish Gambino, which is super dope, and Charlie Wilson. And he brought out, what's the girl? Oh, ASAP Rocky and Kali Uchis. So Kali Uchis just made a quick performance, but just to see Childish Gambino and Charlie Wilson singing on the piano, amazing. And then he flew across the stage at the end. So when Tyler, the Creator, goes on tour, I feel like it's coming soon. My baby's letting me know it's coming soon, so I'll be there, like, front row.
So I might even, what'd you say?
I might even be on stage.
Well, Doja Cat had ASAP Rocky as well. ASAP Rocky, did he come out? He come out with that ASAP. Hey, ASAP Rocky clean with that, KT, because he was backstage and nobody knew he was going to come out. And then all of a sudden, out of the back, he said, "Hey, ASAP." Bro, the crowd went nuts. They knew ASAP Rocky was coming out, though. But that Gambino, I got to go check that show out. I love Gambino. That's my ace bone cone. That's my dog.
Shut up. You lost me at Tyler, the Creator. I kind of zoned out after that.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all got to give him a chance and check it out. It's so good.
I'm gonna go YouTube it. I'm going to go YouTube that Coachella performance because I'm a big Tom Gambino fan. So that's pretty dope. What do you mean he flew across the stage? Like in a – on a
like, you know how Beyonce and all the artists, they be on like on the harness and then flying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You got to go check it out because the theme of it was like that mountain – Rocky, I don't know, Jada, what would you say the background?
Damn, but he must not be that good. They had him playing at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Well, you know, LA time is
one.
Yeah, Jada said 11, 12, and one.
Go, okay.
I know how much you love him, but I'm out. Yeah. I don't want to see Tyler Creator flying across the screen. I don't want to see him do it. Yeah.
Like he Peter Pan or something. Like, Tyler.
The thing is, we get a lot of people that come on our You Got Next show that say they like Tyler.
They love Tyler Creator. But KT, she got hype about that. She said he flew across
the stage. He can keep on flying because I ain't gonna watch it.
All right, y'all. My sneaker drop.
Whoa. Whoa.
What you want about, KT?
What's going on?
Since when
do we skip the coaches group?
Oh, my bad, bro. My guy. There it is. Give us, KT, my apologies. Give us the coaches group, sir.
All right, so.
All right, let's rewind. Wait, we got to rewind. I have to say it, not you. Exactly, yeah. All right, KT, what you got for the coaches group this week?
I didn't need that, Tyler Credit. I already messed up. All right, so since we're honoring shoes this week, and B. Jones and I, we love Air Jordans. I did my research to try to come up with a song.
Okay.
Air Jordans, and I didn't know that Macklemore had a song dedicated to Air Jordan. It's called Wings. It's by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. So go check it out, man. It was like he's, you know, giving a message saying, hey, my friend was finally able to get some J's, but then somebody shot him and took him. But you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and listen to the song.
That's the song?
It's more to that. He's talking about his love for the shoe. It's called Wings.
Wow.
He put that part in. So, yeah, that's the coach's groove. Wings by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
You know what it should have been? It should have been that go, PJ. That's my PJ.
No, it should have been Wings by Macklemore and Ryan PJ. Lewis.
Go,
that's PJ. Not a real song.
It's no PJ. It's Go DJ.
No, it's not PJ. I don't want that. I got my song. You do your shoes.
All right. Well, y'all see them. Latte for $180. I'm not going to keep them up on the screen for a long time because I got a feeling we're going to talk about these shoes in the next couple of weeks. These don't come out to the end of May. But as I try to tell y'all, there's a lot of shock drops and stuff like that happens 2 to 3 weeks before the sneaker come out. So I got to remember, I can't just drop them the week of, because then you already missed all the shock drops. But this is a pair of sneakers that will be coming out super, 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 super soon. So we'll start with you, Miss Manhattan. We're going to do this again when Jim and I come back in the building. But what are you copping or not?
Just leave. Leave. When we do this, just go blank.
She was waiting to freeze her screen up. God,
We just behind.
KT, are you getting the mochas? Kevin, this is the thing about it. You just got on here. She got on here earlier today saying she missed on the mochas. So you didn't get the mochas, so now I got you the lattes. And now you still don't want them because the brown ain't dark enough.
Exactly. Yeah, give me the original mochas, the real ones. I don't want the wannabe mochas.
You are too tough. All right,
man, I'm a cop, though. I'll try my best to find something to just make her just go screen go black. When we do this segment, she's out.
Yeah, she is absolutely out. But I'm glad you brought that up, because due to the spirited debate that we had last week, Miss Manhattan decided she was going to put together some evidence to defend her sneaker game. So you ready to defend your sneaker game, Miss Manhattan?
Yes. So y'all have been trash talking me the last few weeks about what sneakers do I like. And so I created a collage, and here's my cute collage that I came up with. So my ultimate favorite Jordans are the 14s, the black and red, the black and red that's right in the middle.
Yeah.
Those are my ultimate fave. I had a pair, and y'all, like, I wore them so much, the sole, like, came off of them. But I had them for several years. And then, of course, y'all see the mochas at the top. The Olympic 7s that Jordan has on in the picture. Love those. And then the 8s at the bottom, the purple and blue.
Yeah.
And then another shoe that I've always wanted was the patent leather, the black and gold. And then I don't know if y'all remember when they came in a package I think it was in 2006, like 2005 or 2006, where it came with the sixes. I think it was the six rings.
That's what they called them. Yep. It was a package. They came. So at that time, they brought like three different packages out, and each package had two different pairs of Jordans in them that was off the chain. You are correct. The six rings. Yeah.
And these are just, and then the Air Max at the top with the leopard. I absolutely love those, like the red check, the green laces, the different animal prints, super fire. So I'm one of those girls that like wears plain stuff. And I like to like jazz it up with my accessories, whether it's my shoes, my bag or earrings. And then the screenshots of the other few shoes are just like people I know that posted like really dope pictures.
So yeah, what's up with these New Balances though?
Yo, I like them. Like the black ones in the corner, and then those mustard yellow. So these are like these. This, I don't know if this kind of like describes my vibe and what kind of shoes.
We're gonna revisit this again.
No, it tells us everything we know about you and your shoes. Bless your heart.
No wonder you can't pick a good pair of shoes.
Well, I get it. Now.
But wait a minute, you had a couple of pair of black and golds on it. Since you talk about marching at parades, black and gold, last time I checked, was the official team color of the New Orleans Saints. What's up now? Talk to me.
Well, you know, my Louisiana ties run super deep, so.
Come on, come here. Come here. That's what's up, all right? That's what's up. I like
that. If the right player lands a job with the Saints, then of course I'm going to
All right, y'all. Let's get this thing going. Welcome to the Pick Six. I'm just kind of moving along because we are running short on time. I don't know how we do it, y'all. Every week, it seems like we be doing 15 minutes, and we look up and we've been on the microphone for about an hour. So, but here we go.
Because you always get so worried that we don't have enough
things. I know. I'll be like, we don't have enough topics. I'm like, y'all need to work harder. Y'all the worst. We got the worst creative team in the planet, man. I'll be getting on them in the back, and then all of a sudden we run over every week. All right, here we go. Real quick, KT, we talked about what pair of sneakers was your bucket list sneakers, but what is your favorite pair of sneakers that you got right now that is in your closet?
The playoff 13s, the Jordans.
Playoff 13s. All right, what about you, Ms. Manhattan? What is your favorite pair of sneakers you got right now?
Right now, my favorite is the Sambas, the Adidas Sambas.
Lord have mercy. Adidas ain't even going to be in this segment. Ain't nobody. Yeah.
Whoa, B. Jones. Whoa, 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 whoa. We like Adidas.
I love Adidas. I love Adidas, but I'm just saying, PJ, do PJ Tucker be wearing Adidas?
Mm-mm. I'm about to go follow him and see what he be wearing. I bet
he
wearing
wear a lot of J's. You know. PJ might support some Adidas. Okay. Adidas Mambas, send me a picture of them. I have no earthly idea what they look like. And I'm going to go with the Bred Fours. They're just, I don't know. I bought those shoes. When I bought the shoes, I think it was the first time I literally a tear came down my eye when the Bred Fours showed up at my house because I bought them in resale and off of a resale. It was just a very cathartic experience for me to get those Bred Fours in. Let me see these shoes. Oh, yeah, that's the National Hispanic shoe. That's
yo, when I went to New York last summer, everybody had them but me.
Oh, they was popular in New York?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And they're popular everywhere. Like, I don't, if you're on TikTok. They ain't
popular in Texas.
Y'all ain't popular in Louisiana neither. They ain't popular in Louisiana neither. All right, y'all, here we go. So this is a question for both of you guys. What athlete or celebrity would you like to see drop their own sneaker line? Think along the lines of a Kanye West dropping Yeezys. What athlete or superstar? And Kevin, I want you to specifically focus on wrestling. WWE superstar, sir. What WWE superstar need a sneaker? And for you, KD, just give me any kind of actor, singer, someone that you would like to see drop their own custom brand of sneakers. We'll go with you, KT.
I'm going to go Roman Reigns because he already rocks a lot of J's. His shoe game is sick. So he need to get his own line of Jordans.
You think if they came out with a Roman Reigns, like some Rain ones too, you think people will go out and buy them? Like people will be all in on the Roman Reigns sneakers?
Yeah, man. The past 4 years, when he had the title, man, people fell in love with that dude, man.
I was thinking more of a Bianca Belair, but maybe that's partially due to my prejudices.
Yeah, I mean, KD could have said Bianca Belair. I want
them Balas, man. I want them Princesses Balas. All right, Ms. Manhattan, what sneaker, what icon, what actor, what singer, who would you give your own signature line of sneakers?
Okay, so I want to say Odell, but I'm not
going to. He already got one. Odell already got his own sneaker.
Okay, not him.
They gave Odell the Air Max 720s. You remember those? I wish I could show a picture of them. They got them in LSU colors. They had them in the LSU. It was super clean. Oh, I like that Anthony L ones. The Ant-Mans, them would be dope pair sneakers.
No, there's two DJs. I was actually going to bring one up and I'll talk about one next week, but it's two female DJs. So it's DJ Millie and DJ Damo. I feel like both of them, their fashion is like on point. One of the ladies, she like designs her own outfits. So I think it would be dope to see her like design shoes and have her own line with a collab.
I might be wrong on this one, but mine, I'm going with Michael B. Jordan. I think Michael B. Jordan could come out with a line, but I think he may already have, I don't know if they just created like a custom sneaker for him. You know what I'm talking about? That they call the Michael B. Jordans, or if they have a specific shoe that Nike created and they call them and label them the Michael B. Jordan signature shoe. I'm going to go with Michael B. Jordan, though, for that one. KT, we got to talk real quickly because women basketball was running the streets over the last 2 weeks. I know we're short on time, but man, I got to ask you, why is Diana Taurasi so mad?
I don't understand that, B. Jones, because when she came out, she was the stuff, right? Everybody was talking about Diana Taurasi.
Hot stuff.
And I don't understand why she's taking shots at Caitlin Clark saying that, I mean, you're pretty much not going to do that in the league.
KT, she taking shots at everybody. She said Angel Reese was going to be a bust. She ain't showing nobody. No, Angel, she is the definition of an old head in the locker room who is basically hazing and clowning these rookies. Like, Diana Taurasi ain't having it, and she is not impressed by this rookie class. And all the rest of the world is, but she is literally mad about this, bro.
Does she not see what this draft class is doing for the game?
I see it, and the whole world see it. 24 million people saw it. I don't know why Diana Taurasi so mad. Since we run out of time, we can't really talk about it more, but we're going to definitely have to get into that one next week. KT, real quick, what team won draft night, man?
I want to say the Las Vegas Aces because they got Kate Martin. They got Elizabeth Kitley from Virginia Tech, even though she tore her ACL.
And Daisha Fowler. Daisha Fowler.
Yes.
You stole my call. We got to start discussing these before the show. The Las Vegas Aces came in the second round, in the third round, and just ran off on the plug. But since you said the Aces, I'm gonna go with the Chicago Sky. There's a video out there with Camila Cardoso saying that nobody gonna get a rebound on her. I don't think nobody gonna get a rebound on them, KT. As serious as I want to be, I know that they both young, but Angel Reese and Cardoso together, that's, man, they gonna clean up the board. So if Chicago can figure out a way to surround them with some shooters, they might have the actual package. I kind of wish the Sparks would have got Cardoso second, and then they could have still got Rekia Jackson fourth. Think about that little combo. They could have still got Rekia Jackson at the fourth spot. All right, last question.
I thought they were going to get Cameron Brink and Cardoza, but Cardoza wasn't going to fall to four or whatever.
Well, she might have. See, that's the thing, though. If you draft Cardoza second, then the team that come in three right there has to draft Cameron Brink. You got to get Brink right there at three. You can't let Brink slide. Then you would have Rekia Jackson waiting on the other side of him. You see what I'm saying? Or if you get Rekia Jackson at two, then the other team might get a Cardoso over. They might pick a Cardoso over a Brink, but they probably gonna pick a Cameron Brink, and then you can get Cardoso right there in the fourth slot. So I don't know. I just think that the Sparks could have did a little bit better job of managing those top four. They got a great team. Don't get me wrong. They got some great players coming in, but I think they could have got.
I'm looking forward to the league. Jim and I already hit us up talking about getting tickets.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well.
We got to reach out to the wings, though, B. Jones. Try to get those credentials, man. We
got
to be there.
The last question I got is, since I was watching this Doja Cat, and I'm going to go check out this Tyler Creator, and my daughter had me watch several other concerts. I'm just not going through all of these different names. But, I mean, over this weekend, when I got home for the tournament, I mean, I was staying up all night. We watched concerts Saturday night and Sunday night. My question to y'all, though, is if some of these artists put out their active ticket and said, as long as the concert is not in your hometown, would you pay $9.99, $14.99, or $19.99 to watch a concert pay-per-view? We'll start with you, Ms. Manhattan. Would you pay a nominal fee to watch a concert online? Streamed
yes.
at live.
Yeah.
What's your budget for that, though?
Under 30. But under, you know what? Okay, wait. Actually, I would prefer it to be like at a movie theater.
Okay. Live at the movie theater.
Yeah, and I would pay like $30 plus tax and no fees. I don't want no hidden fees. $30 plus my tax, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to pick my seat in the theater. Now, at home to stream it, yeah, $30 too.
Yeah, just don't go to Ticketmaster because they're going to get you with them fees. Exactly. All right, KT, would you pay a nominal fee to watch your favorite artist perform streaming live as long as they're not in your city?
I mean, concerts don't do that much for me, so I could just watch it on YouTube the next day or something.
No, this is why this was a debate for us and for me and my people, because some people are saying that a concert ain't a concert if you're not there feeling the energy. Like part of being in a concert is to be there and to feel the vibe. But for me, I'm like you, Ms. Manhattan. I just want to hear the music. I want to see what they're going to do. I'm not a big time fan of being around a lot of people like that. With everybody sitting on top of each other. Like if y'all watch these Coachella highlights, I kind of wonder what they doing to use the bathroom. Cause I know if you sitting up there on that front line for 8, 9, 10 hours, you ain't leaving. You're not leaving because you want to be there with Doja Cat get on stage. So you literally sat there and probably urinated on yourself all day long. Yeah. Probably wearing diapers or something up there on that front line.
No, and somebody like Beyonce, Drake, average price tickets, like for me,
yeah,
is way up in 300 section or 400 of AT&T. I also enjoy going to different venues. So I do understand that it's a concert. It's a vibe to be live. But when Beyonce did her Renaissance in theaters, it was a much better experience because I didn't have to worry about all the people. And it was like front row. Like I literally was like dancing with Beyonce. So I don't know. Like I enjoyed it. Yes, I would have liked to be there at the concert, but I'm okay with not going. Hence, well, I watched it 6 times. So,
yeah, I would even almost go to make if it's an issue with the artist and they're like, well, you know, I don't see the value in it. Sell like a $99.99 package. You know, you got 40 stops. As long as they're not in your city, you can watch the you know what I'm saying? You can stream it every time they go on air and get to see the same concert 30 or 40 times, whatever it is. But all right, y'all, for my yeet of the week, this is going to be a little bit of an older yeet. And I want to give y'all a little bit of background. Over the last 2 weeks, it's been so much that happened in women's basketball. We had to celebrate Caitlin. I had to celebrate Paige. We had to celebrate the South Carolina and Dawn Staley. All of these amazing things have just transpired since the beginning of March. And what happened was the mouth of the South, his own self, overlooked a big major giant. I overlooked some news that dropped down literally the day after the tournament was over that put the whole world of women's basketball, college women's basketball, on its heels. And that was the retirement of Tara Vandiver. And if you are a basketball fan or aficionado, y'all know what this woman means to the game. She was once the head coach of Team USA. She's got over 15 Pac-12 titles. She's got over 3 national titles. She's been the coach of the year over 5 times. We're talking about a career. I wish I could count fast enough, but this woman has had a career that has spanned over 30-something years, which she has accumulated over 1,200 wins, which if my memory ain't correct, she holds the record for the most wins in Division I college basketball, regardless if you're a man or you're a woman. And for her to call it quits, I mean, we got to give her her roses. She is probably the biggest name and immediately puts her face on the Mount Rushmore with Pat Summitt and other coaches like that. So Tara Vandiver, for having an amazing career, for being one of the best to do it. You are officially a GOAT, G-O-A-T, greatest of all time, for being extraordinary and elite. You deserve a yeet. Let's go home, y'all. 2-minute warning. Ms. Manhattan, who you calling out? What you shouting out today?
Yeah, I want to shout out to Elena, who joined the live tonight. She's one of SLT South alumni. And everybody who's in the chat, Katie Dammit, of course, Bonnie Stark. I see Justin. Shout out to all of y'all, Travis and Cool Cat. Yeah, and everybody else who's watching but not participating in the chat. Shout out to y'all for spending y'all's Wednesday with us.
She said shout out. I'm saying shame on y'all. Y'all all need to be over here on YouTube so we can hear, see y'all and feel y'all. We can get that energy off of y'all. All right, KT, 2-minute warning, man. Who you shouting out?
I'm giving a pre-shout out, B. Jones, because this weekend, AAU is live this weekend, so we get a chance to meet a lot of the You Got Next athletes, a lot of the You Got Next coaches, and future You Got Next guests. So I'm looking forward to with the Heart of Texas on Friday. On Saturday, we'll be at the Adidas tournament in Bryan. So, B. Jones, I am ready to turn up. Let's go.
Well, I'm going to say I'm going to reverse it. Kevin talked about the future, which don't get me wrong. We're going to be out here in the road. The Mamba tour is officially happening. We're going to be out in Bryan, Texas. But I got to rewind it because last Saturday, we went spent all day watching Pro Skills versus Team Lex. It was an amazing tournament. We saw some amazing basketball. Really enjoyed that vibe. And then, of course, Kevin went and celebrated a lot of these seniors without scholarships. And the word on the street is that there were some young ladies who got an opportunity to continue their basketball career and their journeys. So shout out to all of them. Shout out to Ray, Sudden Exposure, for putting on an event like that to help the kids to continue going. And I want to send a special shout out because one thing that happened, me and Kevin, we love going to these big tournaments when all of the top ranked teams are there. But something special happened at this last tournament because, yeah, it was some big teams, but it was a lot of smaller teams. It was a lot of teams with kids who probably wouldn't be on the national tour. And we got to see these kids play basketball, and it reminded me that as much as I get caught up in having these conversations with all these Division I, Division II college coaches and all these guys who do the rankings, basketball is for everyone. It is not discriminating on your talent. Anybody and everybody can play the game of basketball, and it was so fun to watch some of these youngsters who may not be top athletes of their sport, but they was out there giving it all they got, sweating just like the next person next to them, getting buckets, rebounding, putting it all on the floor, and just having a good time. So I want to send a shout out to all of them, all of the parents that's touring with their kids and putting all that money on the line so that their young ladies can develop something that goes beyond the game of basketball. It's life skills. It's learning patience. It's learning how to lose, how to win, how to practice, how to have great, strong work ethic. So that's my shout out. And my shout out is for you for hanging out with us on a Wednesday night. It has been a blast. We got some more great episodes coming. So be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to have Gemini Jones back in the building. And Kevin, who is the cover athlete? Do we know who the cover athlete is for next week, for next Wednesday night?
Did you know?
Okay. Well, be surprised. be surprised at the cover athlete for next week. But I guarantee you, it's going to be a good one. We're going to have a good time connecting the community, conversations, and the culture. You get it all right here at Sports Life Talk. We love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. And we'll see y'all next Wednesday night. Don't forget, Kev, what we used to tell them all the time. Don't forget to what, man?
Bring a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Friend. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week, man.
Bye, y'all.
You already know what time it is, Sports Life Talk. And if you didn't know, you didn't set your reminder. You need to set your reminder, man. Sports Life Talk through your speakers and your headphones. Get to know the name and let your friends know. Ask who's got their game on lock, like a chain around a box. No bento, Legos in the end zone. Building on a high from the scoreboard that we're adding to. Consistent with the content on a whole different magnitude. Working front to back like a lateral pass. And the attitude matches the aptitude. That's why we're glad to do Sports Life Talk. Counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah. Sports Life Talk, counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah.